This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, you are on Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. Today, we're talking about something I think every parent, or I know every parent deals with, but not necessarily always with confidence. Our kids' teeth. That's what we're talking about. From the very first tooth, the tiny tooth, navigating like brushing battles, sugar, dental visits, there's a lot more, I feel, to dental health than what we realize. And I personally realize that both my children got braces. My son, he had braces a couple of years ago, and it's gone off already. And my daughter, in the beginning of this year, now started with her whole journey of braces. And I remember the orthodontist also telling us, I mean, of course, if you get braces, it's about it looking more nice. And that's, I feel, the general idea is like you're thinking, oh, I'm fixing crooked teeth. What I didn't realize is, and how they turned it to us, is it's not just about it looking better and your smile looking like $1 million or whatever. It's also about the fact that if your teeth don't bite onto each other in the right way, you're constantly causing friction on your teeth that can damage your teeth. So, I mean, one time biting in the wrong way is not going to cause huge damage. But if you think years and years daily biting on the same spot in the wrong way, you can seriously damage your teeth. And that got me thinking a little bit about all the things that cause damage. And hence why I like always kind of get in the experts. Today, specifically also, not just talking about things like that, but talking about little teeth, big impact. Sugar, specifically as well, and what its impact is. Because these days also, I feel there's so many options of sugar-free. in the sense of like what do you call it? These fizzy drinks that you get. Like, you now get Coke. Sugar-free Coke. I don't know what those impacted. Coke with no caffeine, you get cream soda, no sugar, you get Fanta, no sugar. And my feeling is, I'm wondering, is it really bitter? I'm always wondering about that brown water. I'm pretty sure it must be better than full-on sugar caffeine Coke, but what's the impact on your teeth with regards to that? But that and many more questions will be asked to dentist Valentina Duncan. Hello, Valentina. How are you today?
Hi, Yolandi. I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm also doing really well. Like, you know, I've got $1 million smile, and I'm one of those very lucky people who never had braces. I was just born naturally with this. Unfortunately, my children didn't get those genes, but so I'm blaming my husband for it, but my orthodontist said I couldn't, because in the end my jaw, his teeth, vice versa, it might just not fit, and it's not necessarily my doing at all.
Or your husband, yeah, shame.
Or my husband, yeah. When we talk about kids' dental health, What's like one of the most common kind of issues that you see with young children?
The biggest issue we still see is dental decay, and it's very common, and actually is preventable. So yeah, that's the thing we see most often. And we're also seeing a lot of more enamel defects, erosion from acidic drinks, and orthodontist issues, like you were mentioning. Often linked to mouth breathing, or sometimes also prolonged dummy use and bottle use.
Ah, and I mean, dental decay. My son, for instance, he doesn't have dental decay necessarily. I've been going to the dentist with my children for a long time, and I've kind of harped in on it. But he has like a buildup on his teeth. That's more than normal, I feel. Like, he often has to go to like a dental hygienist or something more often than my daughter, because he has this, I don't know if it's plaque, I can't remember what the doctor said, but it's like almost like a yellowness that builds up more quickly in his teeth, which obviously can also cause tooth decay if it's not dealt with properly.
Yeah, sometimes it can, but hopefully his oral hygiene is quite good as well, apart from that buildup.
Yeah, you know, he's a 14-year-old, so it's always questionable.
Yeah.
And I'm like also preaching to him so much about it, because we paid a crap load of money to get that teeth the way it is. And he's wearing still the retainer at night, which I'm also questioning how often he's cleaning that. But when you're saying dental decay, I mean, I know that it's different, obviously, for my children, with older children. But with smaller, like, babies and things, what causes, how soon, let me start with that, how soon does dental decay, how often do you see it with smaller children?
Yeah, it can happen early on. I mean, obviously, when those teeth are brand new, it's quite rare for them to have dental decay immediately, but it is a very common thing in toddlers, in young children, if they are, number one, they're not brushing frequently twice a day, or if the parents aren't brushing their teeth frequently, or if they are falling asleep or eating a lot of, falling asleep with milk on their teeth, basically, that milk is there all night, or if they are eating snacks very regularly, or exposed to a lot of sugary things, or juices, things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, because I remember also with my little kids, I didn't realize, because when you think toothbrushing, I'm always like thinking older children. And, but in essence, once there's a tooth, you should start cleaning it.
Yes, definitely. As soon as the first tooth is in the mouth, you need to start brushing it. And already get those habits, you know, brushing twice a day, get those habits into place. And as soon as you can, start cleaning those teeth, because they're going to, as they start eating more solids or having a varied diet, they're going to be exposed to way more sugars. It doesn't necessarily have to be sweeties, but in the everyday foods that we eat, there are things that, you know, if they're not cleaned everywhere away regularly twice a day, then they can lead to decay.
No, I mean, for me, it's also just always interesting, because, again, I'm leaning now towards what does sugar do. And I think all of us know that certain sugars are not great for your teeth. But I mean, in essence, what you're saying is, more often than not, it's milk that's causing these teeth to be like exposed to decay. And I don't think lots of parents realize. And I mean, it's not just formula milk, it's also breast milk, where, and when I explain it to parents, obviously they realize this, but because you're brushing your child's teeth as part of your bedtime routine, then you give them milk, which then obviously puts sugar or milk on it, and it sits there, and the bacteria is obviously attracted to this food. And I really don't think a lot of parents realize this impact.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. Today we're talking about our baby's teeth, or our children's teeth, not necessarily just the baby teeth. We're talking about with dentist Dr. Valentina Duncan about taking care, and also the impact on sugar and various foods on our children, and what causes dental decay. And it was very interesting before we went to the ad break that you mentioned that, yes, sugar is obviously, fizzy drinks, sugar can cause tooth decay, but a main culprit also with smaller children is milk, formula milk and breast milk, which I feel is also interesting and something to keep in mind, because often Yeah, I mean, from a sleep perspective, obviously, it's also not ideal to have your child falling asleep with milk, because this could also be causing wake ups. As always, I do want you to be part of this conversation. So if you have questions for our guest, please do WhatsApp it to 061 895 1019. Also, share with us if you want a little bit about your own experience with your children. I remember, when I was younger, going to the dentist was torture. I still don't love it, that I do have to say. I just think that having to be quiet for such a long time is not something I enjoy. But especially if the dentist is like asking and telling you things that you can't really respond because your mouth is open, I think that's the only thing. But I mean, it's not. I mean, you can't really say it's painful anymore or horrible. I also really love, I have to say, the feeling of like a fresh feeling once you've been to the dentist. I really love that feeling. So for me, I have to say, I wouldn't say that it's such an experience. But I mean, we do have, I think people have a very big history of not enjoying going to the dentist. But I do think it's changed. But yes, share with us your own experience with your children. If you're a grandparent, for instance, let us know how it was back in the day when you had to go to the dentist and how it is for you now. I would love to have your insights into this topic. Someone said it cute. I should have named the show this. It's like, yes, it's the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. Thank you for that comment. That's very cool. I feel like that's now a lost opportunity. Again, Valentina, when we went to the break, you were talking about baby teeth and obviously the decay of baby teeth. But is it really that important, baby teeth? I mean, in the end, we're losing them anyway. Is it important?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important. I mean, just thinking, for a child themselves to be able to chew properly, to be able to speak properly. And the biggest thing also is that these baby teeth keep space for the permanent teeth. So, if those teeth are lost early due to decay, or early extraction, then there's always a chance if it's not, if space maintainers aren't put in or certain things aren't maintained, then that can cause orthodontic issues later in life as well. So it is, they are very important. And I mean, I think, sorry, Yolandi, often I find that patients are like, oh, they lose their teeth between 6 and 8, and then they're going to get their adult teeth. But they lose their front teeth between 6 and 8. The back teeth, the molars and the canines, actually only fall out between 10 and 12 years old. So that's still a long time, So
I mean,
they are
my
very
daughter
important.
literally just now before she went to the orthodontist, and now I lie, one still fell out after she got her braces at the back. So it is, it does take a long time. And it, like I said, it is, the importance of it is obviously there for future reference. But now, I mean, sugar, you said, isn't great for teeth, but what is it now actually doing to the teeth?
Okay, so basically, the bacteria in our mouths feed off the sugar in our mouth. So, once they've the sugars in the mouth, the bacteria feed off of that sugar, and then they produce acid. And that acid is what weakens the enamel in our mouth over time. So, and then once that enamel starts getting weaker, that will lead to cavities. So it's like we said, it's not just sweets, it's many everyday foods and drinks that contain sugars, and then this cycle keeps going.
I want to ask you also about the because now in not so long ago, oh, it was so dumb. I ate like almond brittle or something like that, and I now remember it was banana chips I ate, and I heard I must have bit something weird. So it wasn't that I broke my tooth or something, but it definitely, I mean, what the dentist said, it was more like a fracture on my tooth, and it. Probably it's better now. So it just took some time to heal, but nothing needed to happen. But it was painful. It was quite more when I was drinking something or eating something else, especially in the beginning. Now it's fine. But now, I mean, if you have a hole in your tooth, and now, because I can't remember what it was like having baby teeth. If you have a hole, often that also can be painful. Can tooth decay be painful also for babies?
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. There's so many times, I mean, it's a hole in your tooth, but I do find with children, this is just a general observation over time, that only when the cavity is quite large, that's when they start complaining. And then it's almost, you know, quite far gone. So yeah. That's why I actually always say, that's why we do regular checkups, because we can pick these things up early before it starts getting painful. And then it's also got a good prognosis. It's easy to hear, to fix and save these teeth. But yeah, I mean, definitely it gets sore if there's a cavity in the teeth. So that's also why it's important to look after the baby teeth.
Yeah, and I mean, if you also, now I'm wondering, because if there's also a cavity that you have to fix, I'm just thinking the practicality of this. So I want to say, in this case, definitely prevention is better than cure, because you don't want to get to the point, because I'm now thinking, if I have to get a hole or anything done in my teeth, even just checking my teeth again, not loving the fact that I have to lie there and not talk.
Yeah.
But I'm an adult. I can suck it up for that 30 minutes. But if you have an 18-month-old or a 2-year-old, how do you even, as a dentist, fix the hole?
So that, I mean, at that age, it is, you know, very, very difficult. It's very unlikely that a 18-month-old or a 2-year-old is going to allow you to numb the tooth, to drill on the tooth, then to fix the tooth.
I mean, you're bringing this thing right to them.
So thankfully, in our practice, and I think most people working with kids, we don't always use like that big, scary syringe to numb the tooth. We have other ways of doing it, which are way more kiddie friendly, but still the child has to be sitting still. We need cooperation. So it's unlikely that a toddler is going to cooperate in these, as nice as we would be, you know, it's still uncomfortable. So very often, if they have decay at such a young age, then we end up going to theater to fix the teeth, you know, and though, like I said, those things are preventable. We'd like to rather prevent it than, you know, going to theater. But yeah, we have options. We have ways of doing it if we really have to do it.
Yeah. But again, you can avoid this.
Yes, and that's definitely avoidable.
I just thinking of my own daughter when I had to get her adenoids or not, no, her grommets. She had grommets. I can't even remember all this stuff so long ago. her grommets put in when she was, I think she was 3. And it was, and I mean, that is bigger than 18 months or two years. Yeah. And it was, when they go under anesthesia, it's a horrible thing. It's like, for me, like how they almost like pass, oh, it just gives me goosebumps thinking about it. It's not nice.
No. And then also when they wake up, they are very upset with us.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, let's avoid this.
Yeah.
please, because it is, like you said, it is preventable, but now if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond, and as always, we're talking parenting, and today we're talking about the very highly preventable issue of tooth decay, and the impact of sugar, milk, all sorts of things on our children's teeth, and what we can do about it. Joining me is Dr. Valentina Duncan. She's obviously a pediatric dentist and a really well-known one here in Pretoria. So we like her. but is it, Valentina, is it about the frequency of sugar or is it about the amount of sugar? Should you rather eat a pack of once off a pack of marshmallows or rather space it out? You shouldn't give small children marshmallows, just FYI, not a good idea.
Hey, yeah. So I wouldn't say a pack at once, but I would definitely say that the frequency is what's more important. So basically, if you are snacking constantly or if a child is snacking constantly, then they're constantly in the cycle of the sugary foods causing an acidic environment in the mouth, which then promotes that bacteria to cause cavities. So if your saliva is not able to get a break and kind of like wash away the sweeties or the food, then yeah, definitely you're more at risk of developing cavities. So the frequency is definitely more of a problem.
And also maybe when we're now thinking about the milk, for instance, and things like that, also the timing of when it's happening. Once you've brushed your teeth, especially in the evening, obviously nothing else should be happening afterwards. Maybe water.
Well, that's fine. Water is fine. You know, it's really counterproductive to brush your teeth before bed and then, you know, the child has milk or tea with sugar or tea with honey or whatever, because then they're going to sleep with all of the milk or the sugar on their teeth for the whole night. And then at night, when you're sleeping, you have decreased saliva production. Saliva protects our teeth. It rinses away the sugary things in the milk. So definitely, once you've brushed your teeth, then I wouldn't suggest that having milk or tea or sugary things afterwards. That wouldn't be a good idea.
Yes. Okay. So now my next question, because now we talked about milk specifically, and in the beginning I mentioned that I'm wondering some of other things, because we're thinking, okay, sugar, and we know sugar, those type of things, and now we've learned, okay, milk is also not a good thing, but now I'm wondering about those, I mean, I don't know if I even should say hidden sugars, because apparently if it's no sugar, there's no sugar, but things like, is there other things? I mean, there's also obviously any food can cause tooth decay, because it's food and it attracts the bacteria. So I'm now thinking things like where we think it's healthy, like juice and yogurt and no sugar drinks and things. But is that going to have an impact, or can it also cause tooth decay?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so a lot of foods are marketed as being healthy for kids, but a lot of them can be high in sugar and sticky sometimes as well, which makes it stick to teeth. You know, like dried fruit, that's kind of sticky and that stays there for a long time if it's not brushed off. So yeah, so fruit juices, we also think of fruit juice as being healthy, but fruit juice, drinking yogurts, dried fruit, like I said, cereal bars, these flavored milks, you know, those are things we typically would think of as a little bit more healthy. But they can definitely contribute to tooth decay. And if the children are having them frequently, then yeah, for sure, then they can add to causing tooth decay.
Okay. But now we've talked about what can cause it, lots of things. You have to take care of your teeth. You're also going to have them for the rest, or hopefully for the rest of your life. So you should be taking care of them. Yeah. But what does that look like? What does good daily routine look like? Specifically for babies and toddlers and then older children.
Yeah, so for babies, you can start brushing as soon as that first tooth is out. And you start already at that age brushing twice a day. Establishing those good habits, I think, is one of the most important things. So we've also spoken about the frequency of things. So avoiding that constant snacking or constant drinking or sucking on a bottle all day. A lot of children will walk around with a bottle the whole day with their tea and sugar inside. So definitely reducing the frequency of snacks and things like that, and brushing twice a day. And that habit, I mean, like I said, establish it from a baby, from have the first tooth growing out, and continuing that. And another thing would be when the teeth start touching, when there's enough teeth that are touching, then you can also start flossing. I think people don't always know. I think I've said this once to you and you were amazed that you need to floss children's teeth, but definitely flossing as well would be a good thing to introduce. Doesn't have to be twice a day, but it's also a good habit.
I'm going to be honest. I definitely don't floss every day. I floss. I floss more regularly than the average person. I definitely do it once a week, but I'm pretty sure I do it 3 times a week. Yeah, but I definitely don't do it every day. My daughter, I mean, she's like, because especially now also with her braces, it's very nice to see as well. But she is a little bit idle with things like that as well. But she takes care of those because she wants to have the shortest amount of time with braces. And the dentist or the orthodontist very specifically told her, if you don't take care of these things, it's going to take longer. And she wants the shortest. She actually thinks she can speed it up if she takes. So she flosses with normal floss and then also with a water flosser. It's a little bit annoying, I have to say, in the morning when she has to be on time for school.
Yeah, for sure. I know, she's dedicated.
But it is beautiful. Her teeth already. I mean, it's been, what's it now, May? 5 months almost. No, 4 months. Okay. And already you can see the difference with the movement of her teeth and how beautiful they look. So definitely worthwhile, I guess, from a looking at it perspective. But brushing, I mean, she now does all of that because she's 12. I had to check. My son also, he was also 12 when we did it. And I had to check up that he was doing all this stuff. It wasn't easy. But now, I mean, with a baby, a toothbrush, it's difficult. But I mean, there is things that you can also use. It doesn't have to be necessarily a toothbrush, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. You get different things. I mean, there's a whole big section of Dis-Chem or Clicks. You get these little silicone finger brushes. That's probably the easiest when they're so small, when they don't want to open their mouth. You know, you're often scared that if they're moving their head around, you're going to hurt them if you slip with a toothbrush. So I quite like that silicone finger brush. That's quite nice. And then usually we recommend if they're under two, if they don't have any known problems with their teeth, that we, you know, fluoride free is a good thing. We don't want them to swallow too much fluoride. But then from 2 years old, then we'd recommend a fluoride toothpaste as well. Fluoride is also very important. That's a whole nother story, is how beneficial fluoride is on the teeth. But yeah, with the little ones, you get these little silicone finger brushes. If you're really struggling, like your baby is falling asleep with a bottle and you're worried about the milk on their teeth at night and you don't want to go brush their teeth because then you're going to go wake them up, you can wipe off that milk from their teeth, you know, gently, so you don't wake them up. You get little teething wipes from the baby section as well. Then you can just wipe off the milk from the teeth. That's, I mean, that is not first prize.
Yeah.
Definitely second prize. Brushing would be ideal, but that's also, there are ways around it when they're so small.
I mean, it's so cool for me how, with every kind of medical thing, that how the technology, how helpful the world is to make our lives easier. The thing, people start thinking a little bit about this.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was available, those finger brushes, maybe when my kids were small, but I can't recall it.
Yeah.
I remember those like very tiny head toothbrushes that I can remember. But I can also remember that it was quite a mission to brush my children's teeth. But more on this just now.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, this is 101.9 Hive M with me, your host, Yolandi Becker of Bump and Beyond. This is Bump and Beyond, if you were wondering. If you've missed the show, hey, where have you been? Because it is almost done. We've been speaking about tooth decay with dentist Dr. Valentina Duncan. And it's been a lacquer conversation and also an important one, because this is one of those things where prevention is better than cure, and it is very easily tooth decay preventable. If you just, and you can make your life very easy these days with all the products that are available. A very cute little message here that one of you sent to me said, as a child, I was much more scared of the barber than the dentist. They do also say they have very good teeth, so there was nothing really big that needed to happen with the dentist. Just one bad molar that needed 20 times more work than the rest of the amalgam bar. Maybe just remove it. I don't know if that's an option, but seems like, I hope it's okay. So before you go, Valentina, one last thing I just wanted to ask. If parents could do one, maybe, or two things differently starting today, what would you say would be those big impact thing that could make a difference?
Okay. So the first thing that I have mentioned, and I've repeated it, is brushing twice a day, I think, and being consistent and establishing those habits from early on. Those are the best things you can do. And another very important thing is definitely taking your child for regular dental checkups, and start early before there's a problem. So that they don't get that fear of the dentist. So if they go to the dentist more often than not and there aren't problems and it's a fun experience, then they'll always have that positive association. There's no need for them to be scared of the dentist. And then picking up problems early so that they're easily fixable.
I love that. And it is really, I know both my children are not even remotely afraid because they have gone to, and I mean, again, these dentists these days, you guys also, I think, have dinosaur chairs and like TV screens and stuff at the top. I wish I could go to the pediatric dentist. It's much nicer than my dentist. I just wanted to, now that you mentioned it, just ask, because twice a day brushing, it doesn't have to be 2 minutes long, right, in the beginning?
No, definitely not for the little ones. I mean, that sounds like, if I think of my kids at that age, that sounds like torture, trying to brush their teeth twice a day for 2 minutes. No, but I think just, I mean, they don't have enough teeth usually right in the beginning to brush for that long. So I think, you know, if you need a specific amount of time, maybe around 30 seconds when they're little, and then as they get older, you can work towards 2 minutes.
As teeth become more, it will work up to 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Valentina, it was great having you here. Just before you go, where can people find you?
Okay, so on Instagram, my Instagram handle is Dr. Valentina Duncan, and my practice is Tiny Smile in Pretoria in Waterkloof. So yeah, that's where people can find me.
Thank you so much for joining, Valentina.
Thanks,
it was fantastic. I feel like we're going to have to talk again a little bit more.
Yes, there's always lots to talk about.
Yeah. And on that note, I'm joined by Lizelle Faree, who's the regional clinic manager for Dis-Chem. How are you today, Lizelle?
Good, and you?
I am fine. We've been talking about, and I mean, I think actually Valentina also even mentioned, the great products that are available to help parents to brush their little ones' teeth. And I know there's a whole section of baby stuff at Baby City on teeth. What are some of the things that is available?
So I think the cutest thing for me was the silicone finger brush that you can use on the babies. Because we normally were told just use a cloth, you know, you can wipe their mouth down, which is perfect. But it was just so cute for me that I had to get it when my little girl was small. And I think it was a great way of also getting them used to doing oral care. You know, instead of a cloth, it just teaches them like there's something going to happen twice a day, even if it's just to wipe down the gums at that stage. But it really helped into solidifying that routine for her as well.
Yeah. And I think what you're saying is completely reiterating what Valentina was also mentioning, the twice a day and also getting them used to lots of things. The reality is that we do need to take care of our children's teeth, and it's our responsibility in the beginning. So in all honesty, if there is tooth decay, again, it's avoidable. And it is your responsibility as a parent to avoid that. And you want to get them used to lots of these things because it's a lifelong journey of taking care of your teeth. Also toothpaste. There's lots of different toothpaste available, Lizelle.
Yes, which is very nice because now that I have a toddler, anything that was fine yesterday is no longer fine today. And yesterday the apple taste was fine and now we want the berry taste. And I'm so happy that we have such a wide range of choosing things. And there was also something that I picked up is when she was ill, some of the toothpaste burned her mouth. And yes, and I had to go to another brand, which worked very good.
Yeah. And I mean, on that note also, that's actually quite interesting that you mentioned on those things, because my daughter, she's always, I felt like, I mean, I had to have special like washing powder for her clothes when she was a baby and things. So she's always had a slightly more, I guess, sensitive inclination with all sorts of things. And it's the same with her. She's the only one in our family that has to use Sensodyne toothpaste, which is significantly more expensive. She also has a special shampoo because she has curly hair. So I feel she's like Costly. She's really, she has to get a rich husband or make lots of money one day because she is, yeah, she has a lot of these things. But it is, like I said, it is now, and again, that's why I'm reiterating this. In this day and age, there's so many, and not all of it has to be expensive, that I also have to mention, but there's so many options available these days for children. And this game, Baby City, I have to say, is, yeah, there. I mean, how do you walk into a Dis-Chem and not buy stuff?
I know.
I'm actually a little bit sad that my kids are not babies anymore, that I can't buy all the fun stuff that's at Dis-Chem for babies.
Yes, no, it's very vast and so nice.
Yes. Lizelle, as always, thank you so much for joining me and also sharing your own insights. I love that you have small children, that you can also share personal experience of your own children. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Yolanda. You too.
Bye.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And if you've only just joined me, where have you been? Because the show is basically done. Don't worry, though, because this show and all of my shows are available on highfm.com for you to go listen to as a podcast. It was a great show today. We talked about what causes tooth decay in children and realized that, hey, it is 100% preventable. So please do take care and start those habits very early. As soon as teeth come out, you need to start taking care and brushing your children's teeth twice a day. And it's non-negotiable. It needs to happen. Also trying to avoid, once you've brushed it, to give things afterwards, because that is what's causing the tooth decay. So take care. Please, please do take care of your children's teeth. Again, if you've missed it, don't despair, because it is available as a podcast. If you have specific topics, though, that you would like me to cover, please do send me an email at info@highfm.com, or you can email me on yolandi@goodnightbaby.co.za. I would love to hear from you. You can also DM me. I'm Yolandi Becker on Instagram. I would, of course, love to interact and talk to you. As we've had some lovely, fun interactions today on this show. As always, I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to be able to spend time with you every week and talk to you about this immensely important topic of parenting. It's such a huge responsibility that we have to take on, and I'm grateful that I don't have to do that alone. It was such an important conversation and a great reminder that small, consistent habits really do make a big difference when it comes to our children's health. From being mindful of how often our kids are exposed to sugar, or to building simple daily routines around brushing and regular checkups, it's not about being perfect, but about being intentional. Because this is one of those things where you're setting up habits for the future. Ultimately, it's about setting our children up for a healthy smile that will last beyond childhood. Thank you so much for our guests for sharing valuable and practical insights with us today. And to all the parents listening, if this conversation was helpful, please be sure to share it with someone, because the podcast is on highfm.com for you to go share. But until next time, keep showing up, keep learning, and keep doing the best that you can for your little ones. Take what resonates with you, leave what doesn't, and let's start a conversation at home. Until next time, let's go out there and be kind to ourselves and to each other.